Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
It's in every aspect of your life. Yeah, a great person is not just great with one area and failing in another area. That is why a lot of the Hollywood stars are not really great. Yeah, they're not really great. That is why one day they look great, but the next day they look so bad. Bad policy. Amen. Yeah. I have seen great Hollywood stars just fall from fame in 2 seconds. Because they being or looking great was associated with other things. Yeah. Some of them have been in prison. Some of them, as great as they look, they have been bankrupt. Some of them, as great as they look, they have failed marriages. Yeah. So when we talk about greatness, it is a holistic thing. Total. Somebody say total. You see, when God says He's going to make you great, it means every area of you shall be great. Yeah, not just money, not just your profession, but even including your marriage. Hallelujah. And that is why, since Valentine's Day, we've been talking about marriage. Because I realized I haven't preached about marriage for a long time. So I picked up a series on marriage, and we are talking about marriage. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor. He's talking about your marriage becoming great. So the making of a great marriage. I think this is part 3 or series 3, isn't it? Yes. Amen. So in the past few weeks, we have talked about, we started off with certain guidelines and commands that both husband and wife need to follow to have a great marriage, isn't it? And then last week we talked about what a husband needs to do, isn't it, to be or to have a great marriage. Now, I realize that I have a lot more to say to husbands than to wives. What a shock. I'm not saying men are bad, though, because I'm also a man. But I'm saying that I have a lot more to say, and I can go on and on and on about husbands. But today I want to balance it off a little bit by also talking about the women and their wives. It's a good policy. Amen. So, let us read Ephesians chapter 5 one more time. Golden scriptures on marriage. If you have a good study Bible, you notice that Ephesians chapter 5 is labeled from verse 22, instructions for marriage. It's the best instructions you can have for marriage. So it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Verse 22, 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men. Ought is a very strong word. It's a strong word. There's no negotiations whatsoever with the word ought. When you see the word ought, this woman ought to be healed. So men ought to do this. So this is a very strong instruction to the men. Amen. Are there some men in the house? Why don't you shout glory to God? So he says, so... All right, Sister Esther says she can't. So I said, glory to God. But I told you that I'm sharing about women. So he says, so ought men to love their wives as their own husband. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of this body, of his flesh and his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So marriage is one of the only, in fact, the only thing that God actually compares in the physical to the relationship that Christ has with the church. That shows you how highly God thinks about marriage. In his eyes, in the eyes of God, marriage is actually the same or similar. There's a similar relationship between Christ and the church. Amen. So don't play with your marriage. Amen. Now, I have stressed over and over again through the word of God that the key to a successful marriage is doing the word. Doing the word. Not just hearing, but obeying the word. And having in readiness to do what? Revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. God requires total obedience. Not that you are waiting for your partner to obey before you obey. No. He wants you to obey. One of the reasons why things don't work for us is we are always waiting for somebody to obey. If this person treats me right and I treat them right, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work particularly in marriage. James chapter 1, verse 22. It says, but be ye doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word. Be ye doers. Be ye doers of the word. And not hearers only, deceiving yourself. So when you just hear the word of God, you are actually just deceiving yourself. You see, all that we've read in Ephesians chapter 5, we've been reading for the past 3 weeks. Just hearing it and not doing it is great deception. You'll not be blessed. In fact, when you read down, still in James, you see in verse 25, it says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. How? How do you continue therein? He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. But a doer of the work. You see, the word of God is, when you engage the word of God, it's actually work. Doing the work of God is, doing the word of God is actually work. It takes effort. It takes an intentional, in fact, when you look at Bishop's life, one of the things that it shows us is that, and I believe he says it all the time, that you see, everything that works, you have to take a deliberate action towards it. Things don't just fly and work. Things work because you make it work. You actually set out to do. You actually set out to follow. Amen. So it says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. What happens to that person? This man or woman created he both male and female. So don't exclude yourself as a woman. This is talking to all of us. Tell your neighbor, it's talking to all of us. It says, this man shall be blessed. Shall be blessed. Shall be blessed in his deed. That is a blessing. That offsets the curse. Amen. If you want your life to be blessed, you need to move from being just a casual hearer, one that forgets. Yeah, most of the time we leave this place and we've forgotten even what was preached. You have to move from being a casual hearer to a person who actually does the word. Does the word. It is doing the word that brings blessings. Yeah. And he says that person shall be blessed in his deed. The blessings of God make it rich and added no sorrow. The blessing of God, in other words, makes great. When you do the word of God, you get the blessings of God, and that is how we will become great. Listen, it doesn't matter how many times you confess Psalm 71. This is my year of greater. 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 I'm telling you, don't fall again into biblical statistics. Come 31st, as we are sharing the testimonies, there's nothing that you can share about being great because you didn't do the word. Amen. But I believe that this morning, I am talking to people who do the word. I said I'm talking to people who do the word. Are you a word doer? I said, are you a word doer? Then lift up your hand and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. So, let's look at a few instructions to wives. Are there some wives in the house? All right. So, the first instruction to a wife is that wives submit. Submit. Amen. Verse 22 of Ephesians 5, it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Wives, submit. The men are smiling. You see, let me say this again. I've said this many times. You see, when you walk into a place and you give a general instruction, my famous one is drink water. Everybody should drink water. He said that an average adult should drink about 8 cups of water every day, minimum. 8 cups. Yeah, unless maybe you have a kidney problem or something. But if you have a kidney problem, you are healed in Jesus' name. Yeah. No kidney problem shall survive in this church. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. Listen, when general instructions are given, it is general. But if after the general instruction, the instructor turns to a particular person and says, Reverend Krabs, make sure you drink water. Everybody drink water. But Reverend Krabs, make sure you drink water. It means that Reverend Krabs has a particular problem about drinking water. So you see, wives, your problem is that you have a particular problem, peculiar problem. In fact, your wife lifts up your hand and says, I have a peculiar problem. Johnny, I see that your wife, Mrs. Yeboa, is not trying to lift up her hand. So I will give another opportunity for everyone to lift up your hand. And if she's not lifting, in fact, you are sitting by your wife and she's not lifting, take your wife's hand and lift it up yourself. I said, wives have a peculiar problem of submission. And if you're a wife, lift up your hand and say, yeah, we agree. Yeah. Uh-huh, now they're afraid. Yeah. Because go back to verse 21. You see that just before God spoke to the wives, he's made a general statement to say, submitting yourselves one to another. Submit. You see, so submission, amen. Don't say, okay, because you also have a problem. Because God said we should love. But then he turned to us in particular and said, love your wives. So don't be too happy yet. We didn't get to that point yet. Amen. So he says, God said, submitting yourselves one to another. So this is a general. But then he tempts your wife and says, wives, submit yourselves. Do you see that? Unto your own husbands. As unto the Lord. Everybody say, as unto the Lord. Say it one more time, as unto the Lord. So the extent and the measure with which you submit yourself is the measure and the same extent to which you submit to Christ. There's a lot in there. Very deep. Yes, very deep. So in other words, the extent. So you see, if you come and wives are like, you see, women are very good at serving. Yeah, women, they are the best. Ever since I started preaching, no man has offered me water. Yeah, it's always the woman. They will bring you water. They will bring you juice. They will ask you. Megan will ask me, Reverend, do you want a cup of coffee? I mean, no man has offered me a cup of coffee ever since I started preaching. Look, I'm not saying that bring me coffee and, yeah. Emma and Emma went to Hawaii, and when they came back, they brought me some good Hawaiian coffee. But I know that it was Emma. Yes. Emma was the one who said, let's buy Reverend coffee. Because if Emma had gone to Hawaii, he would not have brought me coffee. Yeah. Are you here? Yeah, so I'm saying that women are good at serving. Women are good at loving. Women are good. I mean, they're so good. Reverend Crabs, is it not so? Yeah, I'm sure around you in church, the women who are always fussing about you. Reverend, are you okay? Reverend, are you okay? Reverend, are you okay? Reverend, are you? You see, yeah, Mama Fussy is always a Reverend, are you okay? Reverend, are you okay? Reverend, are you okay? Reverend, every day. You see? That's what the men will come, yo. Everything fine. Then they'll just snap. So they have a natural tendency to care and to love in ministry. Even when Jesus walked this earth, same thing. Yeah, the women were always around. Helpers. Great helpers. You see? But you see, a lot of times the women cannot translate that into their homes. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is very simple. You see, if you can do all that to the pastor and for the pastor, somebody's really giggling and laughing at the left side. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, many years ago when I was young, I was fierce. Oh yeah, I was a very haughty husband. No jokes. And I didn't understand why my wife would keep setting glasses. Setting glasses, drinking glasses. Yeah. I'm the landlord of there. I am the one who pay rent. I am the one that takes money and let buy this bike. And I have never drank from those glasses. Yeah, even though I bought it. But as we are going to church on Sunday, those days in New York, she'll pack in the cooler. This is for Apostle Joel. This is for this. This is, you see. In fact, I think I don't deserve other women doing the same thing to me. Because I used to complain when it was being done for my pastor. But they are good at serving. They are good as anything that pertains to the Lord, as unto the Lord. You see, but God is saying now that he's reminding you that if you want to have a good marriage, one of the things that you have to also submit to your husband as unto the Lord. Amen. Yeah. It's a good policy. Yeah. Your extent to, you can't say that I love that. See, as you are singing, I love the Lord. Allah, and then you're getting goose pimple, man. Shut up. It's not goose pimple. It's you're cold. The water, the temperature has dropped. The goose pimples on your skin. It's not because of the Holy Ghost. It's because the temperature has dropped. Yeah. Because the Lord is not near you. Yeah. You are not submitting to your husband as unto the Lord. You see, there's a diff. We can't go into it. I'll teach next week. There's a difference between submission and being subject. Yeah. Because as you go on the line, you see, one of the other instructions to a wife is that you must be subject. You must be subject to your own husband or to your husband as the church is subject to Christ. One of it is a little more passive. You see, if you have a dictionary, look in the dictionary, you see the meaning of the word submit. You see that submission is to accept or yield. I'm reading directly from the dictionary because I want you to understand. Is to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another. That's the hard part. Should I read it again? To accept, you're accepting it, or yielding to a superior force or to the authority or will of another. When it comes to God, I hope it's not a problem for you, but it's usually not a problem. Because God is God. But God is saying that you have to, you see, that is why you must be careful who you choose to be your husband. Those of you who just hide and choose and then you just bring, we should bless. Them days are over. Turn to your neighbor and say, them days are over. Yeah. Now we've gotten to a stage in life and in ministry. When you come, we'll tell you, no, we won't do this one. We can't do it. Oh, no, even the council of the crowd won't even go into it. Yeah. If you are not happy, just leave the church. Yeah, because I'm not about to be blessing marriages that break. I want marriages that endure. Yeah, because when you marry somebody, you must be able to submit to the person. Amen. Yeah. Marry someone that you can submit to. And if you didn't consider it before, now you are married, learn how to submit. Amen. Accept the person's will. Yeah. But the measure again is the comparison is as unto the Lord, the same thing, same level. So don't also think about things that a husband would tell a wife to do that are not biblical, that are not scriptural, because then it's not as unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, this is all time would allow us for. So we'll continue. It's a good policy when we finish preaching and say, oh, it means that you come for part two. Amen. So let's end here. We've gone way beyond, and we want to enjoy one or two things again before we end. Amen. So I believe that God is helping you, and God is going to help your marriage. Amen. God is going to help your marriage. Just begin to just consider all these things that we are sharing in the Word, and just begin to do them. Your marriage will change. Yeah, and you young ones. Yeah, learn them. Huh? Yes, sir. Yeah, your husband will be joining you soon. You see that this marriage in absentia, that your husband is in Ghana and then you are here, it's not real. Yeah, it's not a good policy. Thank you. When he is here and he's lying by you and his skin is touching your skin and sometimes you don't want the skin to touch your skin, hey, that's the real one. And it's coming. Yeah. So this one is honeymoon and it's not real. But the real one is coming. Johnny, am I not saying something real? Yeah, you see, Johnny is giving it a thumbs up. Amen. So God will help your marriage. God will really, really, really help your marriage. Amen. All right, let's end. I want you to close your eyes this morning. If you